Underwater footage reveals infectious blood being pumped into Canadian River. The Aegis Alliance. When filmmaker Tavish Campbell, from Canada, British Columbia, went for a dive to investigate a wastewater pipe in Brown Bay on Canada, Vancouver Island, he identified potentially infectious blood water becoming dumped straight into the Canadian Sea, harming the organic atmosphere. Later, Campbell published a video displaying blood water coming from a pipe coming out of a fish processing plant and flowing beneath the water in one of the most popular salmon migration routes, he wrote. Investigative dives at two farmed salmon processing plants reveal a shocking and horrendous secret hidden beneath the surface. Bloody effluent, untreated and infected with Piscine reovirus, is becoming dumped into the pristine waters. Are we crazy? We all know blood carries viruses. This is an infectious illness. The blood water consists of Piscine orthoreovirus, which can influence the heart, skeletal and muscle structure of salmon and other fish. Though the virus is not dangerous to the humans, it is life-threatening to the wild salmon migrating by means of Discovery Passage every year. Vimeo 238,445,419 W equals 1200 H equals 600. The footage prompted an investigation by Canadian authorities into Campbell, allegations that fish plants in British Columbia are spewing virus-laden bloody water from processed, farmed salmon into the water off the coast of Vancouver Island. Fisheries Minister Dominic LeBlanc told the HuffPost, "It's designed to shock people today. I was suitably concerned when I saw it." The government is currently committed to updating the Fisheries Act to incorporate contemporary safeguards, and if there are strategies to do that to defend wild salmon, he desires to hear them. I would be open to all sorts of thoughtful recommendations to make certain that we strengthen it in the appropriate way. George Heyman, British Columbia's atmosphere minister, is going to do a complete audit of the plants in Campbell, video. However, a spokesman for Heyman told the Canadian press, "Our provincial regulations for fish processing facilities that include things like the requirement of an effluent discharge permit. Two of the plants in the Campbell video had been issued permits extra than 20 years ago. One is in the procedure of becoming updated now to reflect extra contemporary requirements such as much better filtration and disinfection technologies." Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.